The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I want to say congratulations to the Stars. They had a hell of a season. Their defense blows, and they're just not ready yet. They were lucky to finish with the record they did, and that's why I thought the Blues or the Hawks, whoever won that first round, was going to beat them.
Arguably their best player was...
Yeah, Sagan was out. And that was a big advantage that the Stars had, because the Blues' best centerman's probably Stastny, and he's not in that class. If you're a Stars fan, you should enjoy it. Don't be like the dickweed on Facebook who's talking all kinds of crap before Game 7.
Back to that conversation about DeAndre Hopkins. You think he's a top five receiver in the league?
Based on last season, he definitely was. I mean, a lot of guys have one good year. I think he's got upside and will continue to get better.
Would you rather have him or A.J. Green?
Rather have A.J. Green.
Him or Julio Jones?
Julio, but it's not as big a gap as you think.
Antonio Brown?
Rather have Antonio Brown.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Probably rather have him.
I'm not clowning you for this. I think there's an argument to be made.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But you know what? You don't need that number because we're not taking any more texts or calls. Actually, I say that and then...
You're easygoing.
I got a good text from a lady who says, every man that I've known that could tell a good story was a cheater.
That seems like a strange thing to associate.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you could also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler.
Is she talking about like a card cheat?
No, I think she means that, you know.
Come on.
He's dipping in several pools.
Stop it.
Which as a storyteller, I'm a little offended by that.
The storytellers in the Bible. You think they were? That's right.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well,
that text is going to hell.
Actually, they kind of were.
Stop it, Fred.
Well, that's what half the Bible's about, is such and such begatting somebody and
that's not half the
coveting
Bible.
Somebody else's wife.
No, it says
yeah,
thou
it's like that
not.
Old part. No, it's that old part. They say thou shalt not, but then there's all stories about it. I had to read that stuff when I was a kid. Anyway, you get us on Twitter, Facebook, however you want to get in. I have no idea where the show's going here in the last hour, frankly. Okay, how about this? Eugene Monroe might be my new favorite player.
Okay, why?
The Ravens left tackle has launched a website urging the NFL to drop their ban on marijuana.
Okay.
I'm excited to unveil my new website, www.eugenemonroe.com, to learn more about my story and why I'm campaigning for the NFL to remove marijuana from the banned substances list. Let me know what you think. I'll tell you what I think. Great idea. Tweets out, let's research how cannabinoids may help curb traumatic brain injury. I'm not here advocating smoking weed for recreational purposes. However, smoking weed just may protect your brain. Okay, now you kind of lost me. I am advocating it for recreational purposes because it will help your brain and your glaucoma. So, interestingly enough, the Ravens took Laramie Tunsil off the draft board because of that.
That's true.
And Eugene Monroe is a Raven. So, good for him. And we're going to talk about your boy Max Scherzer last night.
Boy, what a game. 20 strikeouts. That's the third time in Major League history that someone struck out 20 guys in a game. Had a chance at 21, too.
Mm.
But that guy's had a tough season so far. He righted the ship last night.
Yeah, that's one you didn't see coming, but boy, he
when he's on, he's good.
He's still one of the better ones. Eugene on Twitter says, since I saw John Oliver's segment on studies, I am now questioning anything anyone says when they mention a study suggests, which, getting back to our gym of the day, I've always been kind of cautious about that, but after that, now I'm really careful to read. That's why I gave you who they actually spent time interviewing. It's like, that's one question I've always asked first off is what, you know, what's your group that you're actually studying and what cross section is it? How many people and is it in one area? So, I'm not saying it's a flawless study because none of them are, but I tend to agree with it.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Mike, thoughts on people that purposely litter? Just saw a chick throw a burger wrapper out the window. I want her dead. I mean, that may be extreme.
Yeah, we don't. But
who's littering anymore?
We don't advocate death. So, well, now you're okay with throwing an apple out the window.
An apple core is biodegradable. That's not
litter. And I still consider it littering. So, okay.
I feel like, haven't we come to an agreement on this? Jong, weren't you the tiebreaker? Is throwing an apple core out the window littering?
It takes so long for that apple core to degrade, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I think it.
A bird picks that apple up and eats it in than 20 minutes.
So, yeah, the bird goes to pick up the apple, and then the bird takes off and causes an accident, and people die because of your apple core.
It has nothing to do with the environment.
Yeah, it does. If you threw it out there, if you don't throw it out there, if you wait until you get wherever you're going and just throw it in the trash, and the bird wants to climb in the trash, who cares? That's his business. But if he gets on the road and then causes an accident and people die, it's kind of your fault.
No.
Yeah, it's 100% your fault. Now, actually throwing litter, like real crap.
Like paper or plastic.
Yeah, trash, I have a problem with that.
I'm anti.
So, A32 says Eugene Monroe will be the first player to be randomly drug tested in the 2016-2017 season. Yeah.
It's just like that. Remember that, was it the punter?
Yeah.
Well, instantly tested, right?
It was Le'Veon Bell got tested on 420. And then I think it was whoever it was for the Colts was. Oh. Yeah, tweeted out 420 jokes and then got tested on 421. Although, to be fair, he was not tested for recreational drugs. He was tested for PEDs, but it was still funny.
So according to this study, and I know we've talked about studies, it takes an apple core 2 months to decompose.
Okay, that's trash.
Then. And it takes a paper bag, just a paper bag, a month to decompose. So it takes an apple core 2 months to decompose and a cardboard to take the same amount of time for a cardboard to decompose.
Okay. If I go throw an apple core in the median into the grass median and I throw a cup from Wendy's right next to it. No,
that's not the same thing.
But which one do you think will go away first?
Probably at the same time. Someone will probably come back and clean those up.
No.
Well, that's because some poor guy has to clean them up.
No. Ants or nature will eat the apple core. Nature will eat it.
Zach says the law as written says any refuse is littering, even biodegradable.
I understand what the law says.
Okay, then. So you're okay with breaking the law.
You know what? Most of the people who are bitching probably flick cigarette butts out the window, and they don't consider that littering.
That is littering. You can get a ticket for that. I've actually seen policemen follow people
around. You should.
Yeah. But.
But throwing a banana peel out the window?
Why do you need to throw anything out the window?
What am I going to do with that banana peel? I finished my banana. What do I do with it?
Wait till you get someplace and then throw it
away.
Where
do I put it until then?
You probably have a bag in your car. If you don't, that's a you problem.
So I need a bag to create more waste. See, I'm about less waste, Fred.
No, you're not. If you go to a store and buy a banana, you probably got it in a bag. A recent study has found today's collars and texters are subpar.
Yes.
Apple cores are compost. The seeds could grow into a tree. Soccer Bilal.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All I'm doing is composting, trying to make the city look better.
I honestly, if it's illegal to litter, then why do it? Although I would not chase you down on a Prius like that old man did that time.
It's a good way to get your ass whipped is what it is.
Yeah. And for those of you who are new to the show, this happened when we were at the old place when AJ threw an apple out on Westheimer. And some dude in a Prius chased him down and accosted him in the parking lot of the radio station. Which
verbally accosted, not physically accosted.
No, but he was old. I mean, you would have broke his hip.
Super angry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get angry enough to care about stuff like that. But I think the first time you get a ticket for that, you'll probably quit doing it, would be my thought.
Well, I haven't got a ticket yet.
All right, well. And I'm sure dude who threw the paper out hasn't gotten one yet either. So just keep breaking the law. It's okay.
We're going to put together a science experiment. Yeah. Put an apple core out next to a Wendy's cup and see what lasts longer.
Why do we need either one of them out?
For science, Fred.
Yeah, well. XO says the banana peel's dead on. Have to litter that one. She loves the show. Roy says it's illegal to smoke weed, too. Yes, it is technically illegal to smoke weed. If I get caught, well, I'll probably still smoke weed. But that's not the point. I'm not hurting anybody by smoking weed. He's causing car accidents with these apples.
I mean, you're making up car accidents.
Well, I'm not making it up. Obviously, it's an extreme situation.
Right.
Because if I see birds eating an apple on the road, I'm not moving for the bird. I'm in the car.
Sorry, bird.
Yeah, I
that's
win.
A bird problem.
It's kind of on the bird. But there are people, probably the guy in the Prius. You know what? I bet Steve Buhnen would move for that bird. And then if he goes into another car and hits him. Okay, it's Buhnen's fault. Never mind. Litter away. It's all you. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. And, yeah. Good storytellers seem more confident and charismatic and therefore more attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know about the more confident thing.
Is your confidence lacking?
Not really. I haven't been in the business in a while.
Okay.
So
you haven't been on the prowl in a while.
No. Maybe I should. Freemason says it's not true because people get tickets and still speed. There is that. So if we're just going to equate it to speeding, I'm okay with speeding.
I mean, do you think throwing an apple core out the window is any more dangerous than speeding?
Well, if you throw it at a car, yes.
I don't throw it at anyone.
I mean, you do pay attention, right? You make sure you're not throwing it at another car. You're not going to cause an accident with it. Well, then that's the same as driving fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing people say it's like the fourth time that somebody struck out 20 batters because Clemens did it twice.
Oh, okay. The third pitcher to do it. Sorry.
Right. Right. Dylan says any natural food is okay. It's no different than spitting. Yeah, I don't know if we're quite giving people accurate information here. Your Astros game is underway, by the way.
Yeah, and shockingly, Altuve's on first.
The one guy who can hit.
He's one for one. What's going to happen for the rest of the game? We'll see.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm gonna have a bold prediction on your Astros tonight.
All right.
They don't go 16 innings.
I tend to agree with that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock him in.
Lock him in. Can we send Tyler White back to the minors now? Have we seen enough of this? It was great for like 3 days and just looked at a called third strike. Two on and two out in the first for the Astros. He's just another guy who's going to hit .208 for this team. Okay, apparently saying Scherzer's the fourth player with 20 strikeouts. It's happened 5 times. So everybody who is a total baseball nerd is trying to make sure we correct this. So
okay. Okay, you're right.
Scherzer,
Randy Johnson did it in extra innings.
Kerry Wood, Clemens twice.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
So 5 times, 4 people.
Well, technically 6 if you guys want to be smartasses, because Tom Chaney of the Washington Senators struck out 21 in 16 innings in 1962.
I wasn't born yet. So.
Well, neither was I.
It doesn't count if I wasn't born
yet. They want to be smartasses about it.
Dude, you know how baseball guys are with their stats.
It's the fourth time it's happened in a 9-inning game that someone has thrown 20 strikeouts.
Okay. Third player, right?
Third player.
All right. So not – you just needed to qualify it a little bit. That's all.
I didn't do enough with the non-extra inning games and day games versus night games. My bad.
It's quite all right. Let's grab TJ real quick, and then we'll move on to something else. What's up, TJ?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Comment and a question on the littering. It is some states that actually give you citations even if you spit on the ground. I found that they're crazy when I was speaking on that. Another thing, I know you guys may have spoken on it, but just get additional opinion on how do you guys feel about the NBA coming out after every game that is something controversial, something that happens, saying that we missed these calls, especially now in the playoffs when you're supposed to have the best officials there for every game, and say, okay, in the last minute of such and such, we missed these many calls, and these are actually costing guys games and tilting the series in other teams' favor.
Listen, I don't think it does any good. I mean, it's
I don't mind the transparency of saying, look, we screwed up, but it sure doesn't change anything, and we know you screwed up, and that's the thing. We can see it with our own eyes. So I guess part of it is, part of me is like, okay, well, at least you owned up to it. But, it's also a bad look. And I think is when they start adding up, it kind of goes to the competence of the guys you have there. So 832 says Virginia Beach, which is the worst place on earth, will fine you for spitting and cussing. Well, I don't really spit, so I don't. And cussing now, that could be a problem.
I used to spit more often. I'm not much of a spitter anymore.
832 says, drive through Houston rush hour and imagine if every single car threw out an apple core and a banana peel. That's why it's illegal.
Hold on, what?
If every single car threw one out, including you, during rush hour, what would happen?
I mean,
it'd be a mess.
It'd be a mess.
Would you rather have computer refs or real refs? I don't think computer refs are an answer. And the reality is, what I think is at some point they need to examine the end of basketball games and determine and just come out and say, look, we're not going to call it the same way we call the rest of the game. If you do that, then these calls aren't incorrect, right?
No.
And basically it's, and I know that ESPN was making a big deal out of it earlier today because I saw them replaying, maybe it was last night, they're replaying all the Harden shot and everything else. Oh, that's a foul. It's like, yeah, but in the last minute of a game, when do you ever see that called? So, should they have called it? That's the bigger issue. I mean, we know it's a foul. So, 832 says, NFL, NBA, NHL, all leagues are all elite athletes moving at high speeds. They all get complaints about the refs. Why? Because realistically, you can't catch everything. And then where I think they're running into trouble with the NBA is the decisions they're making to not call certain things in certain situations. Because they see the fouls. They just have decided not to do it. And I don't really have a problem with that. You just need to be consistent. Yeah. That's all. Let's try one more. Andy. What's up, Andy?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I just had an interesting little fact about them 20 strikeout games. Our manager, Brad Ausmus, was in three of them. Once when he played for the Tigers. Once when he played for Houston, and once again as the manager of the Tigers the other night.
Oh, that's interesting.
I did not know that. So he was one of the guys in the Kerry Wood game for the Astros, where Kerry Wood struck out 20 Astros. I remember that game well because I thought something had to be weird because Shane Reynolds struck out like 11 in that game, and Shane Reynolds didn't strike out 11 in his career.
I think it's crazy that the second time Clemens did it, I mean, the first time he did it was obviously the first time anyone had done it, which was like in the 80s. I was a little kid. But then when he did it in 96 and then Kerry Wood did it 2 years later, I was like, oh, maybe this is a thing now. But it's not. It's still pretty freaking impressive.
Andy in Orange says, this is Southeast Texas. The Red Ants will have it gone in less than a day. Talking about your...
Thank you.
Yeah. And 832 says, at least the calls are better than last time. Actually, they've gotten progressively better as the show's gone on. The 4 o'clock was just a disaster. I almost retired right then and there. But 512 wants to know who you got tonight, Spurs or Thunder?
I got to stick with the Spurs. The Spurs were my original pick to win that series, so I have to stick with them, although I clearly am not as confident as I was going into the series.
Yeah.
I knew it would be a good series. I didn't know it would be like this, though. And like I said, I couldn't picture a scenario where the Spurs lost consecutive home games.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, obviously tonight's a must win for them, but I think the Spurs will find a way.
I think the Spurs win, but I'm not going to be surprised if the Thunder close it out tonight. And the way they're playing, and to get that win the other night was huge. And I can't imagine the Spurs won't get it to a seventh game, but, you know, it's the way this series has gone, I could certainly see that happening. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Tanner says it's like saying if everyone in Houston farted at the same time, it would be a smelly ass city. Have you been outside lately? Kind of. It's not the nicest smelling city in the world. But I'd love to have a stronger opinion on this game, but my gut tells me the Spurs are going to be fine. But my gut told me that the other night, and they lost.
Yeah.
So I really don't have a good feel for this series. So I do have a good feel for your Predators tonight. That one I feel pretty good about.
Well, I hope you're right.
Mm. So 281 says, pick the Thunder. Don't be scared. I'm not. I just don't have enough of a feel for this series other than I've been wrong pretty much every game and have no interest in being wrong again. And you know what? If you're a Thunder fan, I'm kind of rooting for you because you're going to lose both those guys next year and become irrelevant. So I kind of would like to see you get one more good run out of Durant and Westbrook. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Double Down says, I get why people smoke or speed, but don't understand why you litter. Is it laziness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course it is.
All right, well, now you've explained why you do it, but Steven wants to know, throwing James Harden out of the car window, is that littering?
Yeah, that would be littering. Can't do that.
And Mark responds, if every car threw out an apple core, most of them would be run over and obliterated. That is true. But then it might get slick out there. He might, I don't know. Most people don't do it anyway. I don't see a lot of littering going on. I really don't.
I guess I'm a terrible person because I throw an apple core out the window on occasion.
You're still doing that? I thought you only did it like every now and then.
I don't do it. I just do it every now and then. Yeah. I'm not like a habitual apple core thrower.
Okay. Well, we need to clarify that because it's a totally different thing when you're out there doing it every day.
No, I don't do just it every it. Day.
Okay. Well, it was a one-time thing and a dude.
It wasn't a one-time thing, but it's not a regular thing.
So, well,
how about that?
Once a month?
Probably once a month. I'll throw an apple core out the window.
Fine. That's fine. We're not going to hold that against you. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back, and Dallas Keuchel's given up a two-run homer already, so it's 2-0 Red Sox. So we're asking,
maybe he needs to shave.
I think so. You mean his face?
Yeah.
Oh. What's better, a no-hitter or 20 Ks? I assume you mean what's more impressive. I would say the 20 no-hitters because...
You mean the 20 Ks.
I mean, 20 Ks, yeah, because it's...
It happens way less often.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, is dog poo littering? Yes. Clean up after your damn dog. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Lots of mean stuff about throwing James Harden out. You know, I don't know if I should do this or not, but I think I'm going to, just because it's not like the calls can get any worse, right? Than what we've had earlier today. Because we have someone who wants dating advice, but... They don't want to give their name, which always makes me suspicious, which means it's probably a troll call, which will fit in with everything else. So let's try it anyway, because what the hell? All right. What's up, person with no name?
Yeah, I had a quick question. You guys are really good at giving out dating advice, and I'm a 30-year-old virgin. And a couple of months ago, I ran into this girl at work, and I didn't know she was flirting with me, but... At the end of the week, she was like, you must be gay. And then I kind of got mad, and I was like, well, if you look up gay in the dictionary, it means happy, and the fact that I'm getting overtime tonight, I am really happy. And then I changed departments, and tomorrow I'm going to be working in her department, and I was trying to think of what could I say to make it up to her.
I mean, are you going to be her boss?
No, I'm not her boss. I'm the, like, security guard, and she comes and shows me her badge every day.
Hmm. Are you interested in this woman? Let's start with that.
Yeah. She's really pretty.
Then why weren't you taking up on her cues?
I didn't know she was flirting with me, and
And you're definitely not gay?
Yeah, I'm definitely not.
You sound hesitant there. You say definitely. I mean, it's okay. You're not coming off as definitely to me. How come you haven't? How come you're still a virgin?
Put it this way: my nickname in high school was Shrek.
Okay. So are you larger than normal, or are you ugly? What's the deal?
No, actually, I'm not larger than normal. Just my face kind of looks like him.
Okay. Hmm. You a white man, a black man? What are we working with here?
Can I leave it at no comment?
You think this chick listens to your show or to this show? Women don't listen to this show. We're sexist.
Okay.
Just ballpark here. Just we need something to work with. That's all.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with you. I mean, by the time you're 30, even a guy who looks like Shrek should have gotten laid by now. Even Shrek got laid.
No, trust me. I tried. I even took your advice. On that night when you told me the night that 50 Shades of Grey comes out, I should go to the movies. And yeah, that didn't work either for me.
Did anybody call the cops on you that night?
No, thank God.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, just go up to her and say, you know what? I'm sorry about earlier. I promise you I'm not gay. I'd love to take you out. I think maybe you should try to start small. Maybe say, I'd love to take you out for coffee or something. Coffee's a good starter.
Okay.
But, just pretend like you were joking.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't think of it that way. That was a good one. And the other thing is, let's just say I'm really hairier than most guys.
Oh, go get waxed.
Oh, trust me, that wouldn't help.
Well, it has to help. I mean, that's what it does. I mean, it won't help.
Hey, you know what? No, like, some women like that. Some women like that.
Trust me, no women like that. I've tried a lot. One time,
Are you talking about, what are we talking, like your arms or what?
No, we're talking like back, crack, and yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, go get waxed. Go to like a salon and they'll clean you up.
Okay.
It's not gay. All right. Don't worry. You're manscaping, you're grooming.
Yeah, I don't mind the manscaping, but yeah, that was.
You got a chick friend who, you know, there's no sexual chemistry with, but like you're able to talk to her about anything, and she'll help you out.
Nah, I really don't have a female friend.
You need to get a little more outgoing, man. You need to start talking to the ladies a little more. Listen, let me tell you something. You're talking to two really ugly dudes right now.
Well, and, I mean, you guys aren't virgins like I am.
No, of course not. You know why? Because we go out, we put it out there.
We tell stories. We're storytellers. That's what it is.
Well, I actually, I'm a really good storyteller, and I'm telling you, that does not help either. Like, when I was in college, my English teacher told me I should be a writer, and I was just like, nah.
Well, listen.
I kind of want to do something else.
You need to worry about that back hair thing later on. First, you need to get a date, get a chick to go out and have some coffee with you or a meal.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the advice.
All right. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Hope he calls back with an update.
Yeah. Sometime. You know what? I have a little issue with telling him to go ahead and try to hit a coworker. That never works out well. That always ends badly. Now, the only reason that I'm playing along with this is because he is a virgin and needs to get some action, and he doesn't sound like he's going out actually pursuing anything, so the only thing he's going to get is at work, most likely, right?
Yeah.
So somebody says tell him you have a talking donkey that works every time.
You have your own place in the swamp. You have your own swamp.
You know what we need to do? We need to find this guy a date.
Listen, I used to do this all the time in Austin. I would play.
I know.
The dating game. I'll find you a date.
And you know what? I'm sure we could find him a date with certain loose moral standards that would
email Jong.
Yeah,
he'll make something happen.
Girlfriend says get lasered. Yeah, pay for laser hair.
Yeah. You know, you don't even have to go to a place to do that. They sell those things on TV at late night infomercials.
You know what? If he wants, we could set him up with like a nice dinner and, you know, a limo ride and that kind of stuff if you wanted to with that person he wants to ask out.
Well, let's wait and see if we do that, we're playing a dating game.
All right, yeah. Here's what we're doing. First off, we're going to give him a week to do this on his own.
Yeah. And if this doesn't work, if you're not making any progress with this chick at work, email Jong and we'll set up, we'll find you a date, man.
Yeah. We'll find you a date.
I can't guarantee you'll get laid. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Right. But
I can try my best.
Yeah, we know.
I almost had two mentally handicapped people having sex. If the guy's dad wouldn't have or mom wouldn't have blocked it, I would have had those two having sex.
Well, there you go.
I'm the love doctor.
No, we can make this happen, but I would like, you know, we also don't want to give people stuff. He's on the precipice here. He's got a week to do it on his own. I think that's only fair, right? Got a week to do it on your own. And if you don't, by next Thursday, you call us and we'll set something up. Everybody wants to weigh in on this now. Of course they do. Let's grab Derek real quick. What's up, Derek? But thank you
for
that.
Hey, guys.
That phone call saved the show, by the way. Thank you. What's up, Derek?
Of course to you guys. I think you're giving a little bit of misadvice to this gentleman. All right. So women like nice men. Girls like a-holes, right? This guy needs to pretend like he thinks that he's better than her so that she gets curious about him. Like, she needs to figure out why he's not so interested. He needs to act like an a-hole. That's the typical, that's the high school trick. You be an a-hole to the girl. She does whatever you want. Like, the being nice, that never works. Like, try getting a wife from being nice to her.
We're not trying to get him Derek, we're not trying to get him a wife. We're just trying to get the guy laid.
Well, I know, but it's the same principle. You treat a woman as, well, not as well as she deserves to be treated, and she gets curious about it. You put the pee on a pedestal as it were. And, she wants nothing to do with you.
Sean says a guy he works with looks like Shrek, and he has three kids.
Hmm. Are they green?
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure about that last advice.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the way.
No, I mean, honestly,
maybe if you were in high school to work, but yeah. Not the guy's 30 years old, that's not going
to
work.
No, and I have to say that, you know, what works when you're 18 doesn't necessarily work when you're 30. And, you know, people turn into human beings. They're very different by then.
Yeah, and especially if this girl that he's trying to ask out is around the same age as him, as our anonymous caller, then she's not going to want to waste time with that kind of stuff.
El Jefe says, you guys should tell him to wait for that chick from the country station. He could probably be a future baby daddy.
I think we got a female wanting to give advice.
Oh, really? Okay, that's even better.
Diane.
All right. Diane, what's up, Diane? Sports. Diane?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, guys. Just wanted to say, I think he's being too harsh on himself, for one, and he needs to loosen up a little bit and not care too much of, you know, what she thinks, or maybe just move on to another female altogether.
Well, I don't think he's like fully locked in on this one chick. I think he just sees like maybe an opportunity and he wants to make the most of it. I don't blame him.
And you can see why he's not confident, right? He's a 30-year-old virgin.
Yeah, listen, I talked to that dude for 3 minutes. I can almost see why he hasn't gotten laid yet. But I feel like there's potential. Even ugly guys can get some.
Well, yeah.
I mean, even hairy guys can get some.
Even hairy ugly guys.
Yeah.
It goes back to the storytelling thing. You give the illusion that you're confident.
That's all it is.
That's what it is.
Just a brief conversation with us, he seemed like he was not confident.
He's
at
not
all.
Confident no. at all. We need to work on that.
No, but you know what? All he has to do one time, take somebody to Pound Town, that'll be a totally different dude. He'll be walking around with his chest out, confident. He'll be talking about, yes, I'm a hairy beast, deal with it, bitches.
Maybe twice, because the first time's always a little rough.
What do you mean? You're into the rough stuff?
No. As in, it's not, you know.
Dude, if you got honestly, 30 years of pent up, it's going to last about 3 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe the second time. The second time, he'll have confidence.
God, it's been so long since I can't even remember. I'm an old man. What do you want? And anyway, yeah, don't you have to tell people about something here, AJ?
I do. I got to tell the people about Window World. And if your home has aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, check out our energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double-hung, double-pane windows from Window World offer American-made premium quality with a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. Installation usually takes just one day for the average home, and financing is available. We're about to hit the summer months. It's about to get hot. You're about to start cranking up that AC. You're going to lose a lot of money out those windows if you don't have the good ones. And if that's the case, or if you're looking to sell your house, you want to maybe add some value to your house, new windows will do it. Give Window World a call today for a free estimate, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. Once again, financing is available. They can do it in just a day. Window World, simply the best for less. It's windowworldhouston.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports here.
On ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Don't miss the last weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. We will broadcast live tomorrow, beginning at 4, it's Food Truck Friday and 50 Cent Beer Night from 6 till 9. Saturday, the Bud Light stage welcomes Roger Craiger. Admission is free with $7 live racing admission before 8 and $20 after 9, or get your tickets online for $14. Don't miss Food Truck Friday and Roger Craiger back at Sam Houston Race Park.
Eric does point out that even Barry Warner has a kid.
Yeah, there's that. A lot of people asking, why don't you just go hire a couple pay-per-views and get it out of the way before you start getting to women you like, which, yeah, I don't know.
Depending on what your moral
some people code are, is. You know, some people are not cool with that. So, you know, so if you're not, then it doesn't really work. All right.
I've never paid for sex for me, but I have paid for sex for other people. Like when I was in the Army, people would show up to your Army unit and they were virgins. And it almost seemed like un-American not to take them to the massage parlor. And
so did anyone ever pay for you?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't need it.
All right. Just checking.
Fred, I was a stud back then.
I believe you.
Those were the glory days.
Back when you could throw whatever the hell you wanted out of your car. Right. And nobody cared. All right. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. I've got a few stories out. We'll see if we have time for them, because the big bombshell today is a report from the author of a new book about the Kardashian family, Ian Halperin, the author of Kardashian Dynasty, The Controversial Rise of America's Royal Family.
Ugh.
While researching his book, multiple sources told him that former Olympian Caitlyn Jenner has considered detransitioning and going back to manhood.
Of course it has, because all that dude is doing is trying to get attention.
One source confirmed to me that Caitlyn has made whispers of sex change regret, hinting she might go back to being Bruce. Halperin says that the longtime friend told him that while Jenner was thrilled to champion transgender issues, the reality TV personality could detransition over the next couple of years. It hasn't been easy for Caitlyn. It's been very hard. She's thrilled she has raised awareness about how transgender people have long been discriminated against, but I think there's a chance she'll detransition in the next couple of years. I don't think it would surprise anybody in her inner circle. It's been much harder than she anticipated, My heart goes out to her, and I know her true friends will be there to support her on whatever path she chooses.
Hasn't it only been a year? Or yeah. Has it even been a year?
According to Halperin, multiple sources close to the Kardashian family told him that Jenner might revert back because she retains her interest in females. She's still into women and wants to meet the right one.
Can I ask you a question? When did he decide to do this? Was it not like right after he killed somebody in a car accident?
I think so.
Yeah. Let's deflect that for a while. This whole thing is bull bleep. It drives me nuts.
Well,
I mean, the whole thing is for publicity. That's it. That's why he did it. And congratulations, ESPN, for giving him the Arthur Ashe Award. Give me a break.
I think that's why he decided to hold on to the old number one.
Of course, because it's just a publicity stunt for a freaking TV show.
But this goes back to my story from college where there was a transition, and then the girl or she had to stop taking her hormones and then had to transition back to a man because it was like unhealthy for her, the hormones. So then it went from this, I mean, it was obvious that she was transgendered, but then we went from having to pretend like she was just, you know, a regular old normal chick to where she was wearing dude clothes one day, standing next to me with boobs, peeing at the urinal. So it's going to be awkward for a while. That turn back isn't easy either, I don't think.
I just think it's kind of insulting to people who really do have gender issues that you have some clown.
Well,
like this.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know exactly what.
It's all about TV, man. I'm sorry. I'm not even. I mean, you watch. I mean, this whole thing sets it up where the whole thing was just for attention. I'm get him out of here.
All right.
Anyway, sorry.
George R.R. Martin, your guy. He just released another chapter from The Winds of Winter on his website, and apparently that's what he's doing now, is releasing one chapter at a time. The excerpt is from the POV of Arianne Martell, Prince Doran's trueborn daughter, and catches readers up on what the Martells are doing in the books. And they say it's not a shabby choice considering how much the show is diverging from the plot line. This isn't really a new chapter, as in George didn't just finish this and throw it up online for everyone to read. It was actually completed back in 2010 and has been read to various crowds at fantasy conventions since 2011. But he decided that he wanted to get it out. He said, here's what he said in a blog entry to announce its release on his website. You want to know what Sand Snakes, Prince Doran, Ario Hota, Alaria San, Darkstar, and the rest will be up to in Winds of Winter? Quite a lot, actually. This sample will give you a taste. For the rest, you'll need to wait. And no, just to spike any BS rumors, changing the sample chapter does not mean I'm done. See the icon up above? Monkey is still on my back, but he's growing. He is, and one day. So,
Am I the only one?
We're not going to get that book anytime soon.
Am I the only one who was like a real hardcore book guy who doesn't care whether he writes it or not at this point?
I feel like I've heard so many people say the movies or the shows are better than the
books.
The shows
are better than the books. I've said that from the beginning. I think they got rid of a bunch of, including Arianne Martell, all these characters that are just useless.
Is this supposed to be the last book, or is there
no? There's another one. There's another one after this.
Oh my!
So yeah, I can't wait to waste 6 hours of my life reading another book that, you know, the show's already passed now. So, and he's had plenty of time to write this. So you know what? Go ahead, write it. Whatever you want, George R.R. Just go ahead and die before if you want. It's fine.
And Justin Bieber went on to Instagram and posted a lengthy statement, asking his fans to no longer ask to take a picture with him. If you happen to see me out somewhere, know that I'm not going to take pictures. I'm done taking pictures. It's gotten to the point that people won't even say hi to me or recognize me as a human. I feel like a zoo animal and want to be able to keep my sanity. I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anybody a picture. And people who say, but I bought your album, know that you got my album and you got what you paid for, an album. It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo. So Bieber is no longer taking pictures. He's not a zoo animal, damn it.
I might be a zoo animal. I'm okay with taking pictures.
Yeah.
So
he also got a face tattoo over the weekend.
I did not get a face tattoo.
No, you didn't.
So. All right. That'd
be a lot cooler if you
gonna
did.
Going to wrap it up. HD Show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas coming up next. Until tomorrow, come see us out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow, by the way. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.